Some of the nation's electric utilities have joined a coalition of cities and environmentalists to advocate for plug-in hybrid vehicles. The cars only use a gas tank as a backup power source and can get up to 100 miles per gallon. They can go about 30 miles between recharging. The Sun Prairie-based utility, Wisconsin Public Power, is spending $12,000 to convert one of its gas-electric fleet hybrid vehicles to a plug-in model today, and will install a larger lithium-ion battery. Utility Vice President Tom Pake says he realizes not every company or individual can afford to make a switch.
You know, is this something currently today, you know, with the limited quantities that are being produced, that financially makes sense for an individual? Probably not. If these were mass marketed by auto manufacturers, the belief is that that cost comes down considerably, very quickly.
Pick acknowledges that having drivers plug a vehicle into an outlet benefits power companies, but he contends society also wins.
With today's current fleet, the power plants that are on the system, the cost of, you know, an equivalent gallon of electricity compared to a gallon of gas is about 70 to 80 cents. So the comparative cost of the electricity is very attractive. The environmental benefits, too.
Wisconsin Public Power offers incentives to help its municipal members purchase hybrid cars and neighborhood electric vehicles and to convert hybrids into plug-in models. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.